What if 9 days could totally change your life? Mona has created the 9-Day Energy Reset just for you. This life-changing ritual allows you to relax into your authenticity. Following the specific instructions in this guide, you will allow your specific and unique energy to shine through. You will create and attract the amazing opportunities the universe is prepared to deliver to you, and what you know in your heart you can have. Where great thinkers have initiated inspiration, this guide allows you to actively be engaged in the energy of attraction and love. It is the missing link to all you wish to attract to you. You can buy that extra latte today, or you can change your life today. Your life is a choice. Please visit 9dayer.com. That's 9dayer.com.
The Dice Wisdom app is an entirely new method of divination. Based on the casting of 2 regular dice, this entertaining app is a remarkable way to receive clarity on your questions. Easy to use, accurate, and thought-provoking, the Dice Wisdom app will provide you with the exact attitude, action, or energy to promote the most positive response to your query. Ask a yes or no question, ask about how to attract love, or simply tap the dice for daily meditation. Find out more at dicewisdom.com. Go ahead and roll the dice. Your life only gets better from here.
You've tuned into Psychic View with Mona Van Joseph. This entertaining and interactive program is brought to you weekly on this station. To ask your specific question, please unblock your number and dial 347-850-1494. That's 347-850-1494. Since 2002, she holds a psychic arts license through the city of Las Vegas and is the creator of the Dice Wisdom app for iPhone and Android. Mona is considered one of the top intuitive readers in the United States and does her best to answer as many callers as time permits during the broadcast. Please call 347-850-1494 to be in the queue for the broadcast. Now, from the entertainment capital of the world, Psychic View with Las Vegas intuitive Mona Van Joseph.
Good morning and happy Saturday to you all. I hope your Thanksgiving was fabulous and full of turkey or tofurkey, whichever your choice is, and that you were surrounded by people that were pretty cool. Just saying. So the way my program works is that you call in to ask a specific question. The question that is not allowed is, what does my future hold? Or what does Spirit want to tell me? That is a full session sort of question. I'm asking for a specific question, like you might want to know about a person, or you might want to know what's going on with your career. Those are the questions that I answer on this program. And the way that you know that I'm about to tap you to ask the question is I'm going to shout out your area code. So it'll be something like, the first caller I'm going to put on the air is going to be area code 267. So I'm going to say, hello, 267, what's your question today? So, hello, 267, what's your question today?
Hey, this is Jessica. My question is, I was curious to hear what you saw playing out with my career. I've been interviewing a lot, and I'm one of the jobs I'm waiting to hear back from by midweek. I'm wondering if you see them offering me the job and if you see me accepting it.
Okay, let's see.
And I'm still interviewing other places, too. Yeah, just FYI.
Sorry, say that part again.
I said I'm still interviewing other places, too.
Okay,
to
good. You're keeping your options open. I love that. Okay,
yes.
So you're going to see me, you're going to hear me pulling out, maybe you'll hear it, maybe you won't, but I'm pulling out 5 cards. So I'm turning, definitely a new beginning being presented to you. I would like you to take on the more of what's in it for me instead of what's in it for them in your perspective. See, I think that they need you more than you need them. So this next opportunity, and there is a new opportunity coming towards you, this is saying no later than December 12th. So it may be the offer that you get this week, or it may be an offer that you get by December 12th. But what it's saying here is that it looks like the particular job you're asking about that's coming up this week, you might be working for a fella or with a fella that's very scattered. you might have even interviewed with him. But what it's saying here is that he's somebody that it's like he's looking for someone very talented that he can take credit for their work in some way. All right? Now, do you recognize this man?
Maybe it was one of the guys that I interviewed with. He's very cocky. He's a sales guy.
Yeah, I think that might be him. He's all about his ego and how things make him look good. Now, that actually wouldn't be a bad 3 or 4 month or 6 month, quote, assignment for you to work with someone that has that big of an ego. But what I'm getting is that you have a new beginning card here as the first card in your spread, and the last card in your spread talks about your epiphany, your ability to decide what you want moving forward, and then you create that to come towards you, that you put that top of mind so that it can be drawn to you. You see what I mean? I always like to do a simple experiment with people. I want you to think of a car and the color of a car. So for years, I used to count Kia Souls, right? Every time one would come by, I put a little hash mark in this little folder that I had in my car, little notepad I had in my car. And at the end of the year, I counted something like 2,000-something of them, right? I just want you to pick one car. It could be a Ferrari. It could be a Volkswagen Beetle. But you want to be specific. Volkswagen Beetle, green, right? You pick that and you see how quickly it comes towards you in your vision. Now, really what that is an exercise in awareness. So what I'm seeing here is that you'll probably get the job offer, all right? But I want you to look at it as though it's a 6 month celebrity apprentice assignment.
That's exactly how I see it. Yes, I love that. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so
that's exactly
so what it what it's saying is that you want to look at what you don't know. So your whole goal is to look at this to learn for all the things that you don't know how to do, all right? And the cool thing about it is, you know, being pleasant to this man with this very high ego wouldn't hurt. It's just you have to learn to not do his work for him. And I'm going to give you one more little tip. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay. When you get the job and he dumps something on you, the very first time he does that, do it. Okay? The second time he circles around and wants to dump something on you, you want to say, well, gee, I'm doing a special project for whatever your boss's name is. So let's say it's Steve. You're doing a special project for Steve. And that he's going to have to clear it with Steve to move Steve's project off your plate to do his.
Okay. Now
this high-maintenance sales dude won't go to Steve and ask him to move that assignment off your plate because it's going to show Steve that he can't do his own job.
Okay.
But the first time he asks you, do it. And the reason I say that is you want to learn what you don't know.
Okay.
All right,
this
gal pal,
good.
I hope you call into my program next Saturday and let me know what happened.
Oh, I'm so excited, Mona. Thank you for being with me on this journey. Thank you.
Okay, see you later. Thanks a lot. Okay, bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the 604 area code. Hello, 604. Who's this?
Good morning, Mona. It's Charlene. Thank you.
What's your question for me today?
I have kind of three burning ones. I'm going to go with my father, and my mom passed recently. So,
I'm sorry.
It's okay. She was old enough that it's just now, of course, he needs care. There's a bit of a bump with I have power of attorney. But
right.
My sister has expressed that she's concerned about that, and there's only the two of us, so, right? Okay.
I'm sorry.
So,
I don't mean to laugh.
Okay.
I really don't mean to chuckle over this, but there's a reason why you were assigned power of attorney.
Right. So,
okay.
I want to take him to the bank to do it because the bank will only receive it with peace, Because, I mean, I can go the other way and do it legally or from a different angle. But I prefer to just make it easy, take Dad down. He hands the manager the papers. But Dad's concerned because Kathleen, my sister, has this issue. Is there a time that's better? I feel like he's getting closer to feeling okay about it. He has dementia and he's blind. So, and the dementia is...
Okay, so I'm going to give you a specific date. Now,
okay.
It's kind of funny because whenever a card repeats, I pay attention to it, all right? So I'm going to give you two specific dates.
Okay.
I believe that this would be very powerful and very warmly received between December 5th and the 7th.
Okay.
And the reason I say that is that your parents worked very hard to get their life to this point. And
right.
They anticipated that this point might happen.
Okay.
So that's how you need to explain it to your fabulous sister, who is hasn't been as responsible as you all along, bless her heart. And you're going to explain it that this was these were their wishes to do this. Now, are you also making a decision, or is he already in some sort of assisted living?
Not yet. I'm staying with him for now, which is, I'm pretty homesick.
Okay, you realize that is the most loving thing that you can do for anyone, but you also actually have to realize when it gets to the point of there would be better care provided by a good assisted living facility than by
right.
you. The other thing, too, is that... having had to make card decisions like that myself, there is a social aspect that goes along with being in assisted living that you aren't able to provide your father.
Right. Yes.
So, so the thing is that it may be time for you to actually throw the assignment to your sister about we may need to think about assisted living sometime soon. Will you help me do the research?
Yeah, I've done that, actually. She's pretty resistant
to it. Oh, good.
But
okay.
I've done that.
Well, hold on. She's resistant to it?
Yeah, because he wants
to stay in
his home. So she's trying to help
is
him.
She,
sorry, go ahead.
Hold on. Is she willing to move in with her father?
No.
Then it's not an issue.
Right.
Okay, see, here's the thing, and again, personal experience, just going to share this with you. When one of our older family members ended up having a stroke, another family member took on the angelic work of taking care of this person, all right? What was frustrating is this person needed 24-hour care, help to the bathroom, help in the shower, help to get to bed, help eating, cutting up food, all of these things, all right?
Right.
But the hardest part was not so much that, because there was someone that came in for a few hours every day and helped. The hardest part was the social interaction at the end of the day.
Yeah.
Because the person expected to kind of be entertained and participate and, you know, still wanted to do things. Well, that's where the assisted living would be a pretty marvelous thing. So I got to let you go because I can't spend too much more time with you. But I think that you have your answer and that it's unless she would be willing to move in or you guys take turns for 2 weeks at a time to live with your dad, that's the only way it's going to work.
Right.
So there you go. All right, gal, big decision.
Thank you so, so, so much.
All right, thanks for the call. See you later.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the 610 area code. Hello, 610. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. My name is Annie.
Hi, Annie. What's your question?
So I had a former flame recently come back into my life, and things have been complicated. Can you give me an outlook?
Oh, no.
On that?
All right, let's look. Hold
yeah.
on. All right. Okay, these cards are not coming up bad at all. What's really interesting is it looks like your recent, and it's so funny because it was right after you got over this person and then mm-hmm. met somebody else. And now this, I'm telling you, what this person's presenting is authentic feelings.
Okay.
And but I'm also getting that your heart was broken before.
Yeah.
Yeah. But the feelings that are being presented are, yes, I've missed you. I was wrong. I really want another chance. Did you end up running into them by coincidence?
No, I just wasn't expected to hear from them at all because they ended up. Well, they told me they didn't want a relationship with me for reasons, and then they ended up dating someone else, and then they wanted to meet up with me, but they haven't said anything about wanting a relationship with me.
Okay, so here's the thing, is that you are, I want you to take this as a lesson in that you, my love, are totally unforgettable. That's how I want you to
okay.
take this. This is a lesson in you, Annie, being totally unforgettable, all right? And that as
mm-hmm.
soon as you take it in that vibration, you can treat all of this with a bit of a sense of humor.
Okay.
Okay? Because what
yes.
I keep getting here is that you have somebody here that misses you, and because nobody
mm-hmm.
brings to the world what you bring to the world. Everything about you is perfect,
mm-hmm.
okay? And the fact that you didn't lose your dignity in the breakup, do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's like everywhere you, even though it broke your heart, you still were a class
mm-hmm.
act.
Yeah, I let him go.
And that's my girl.
Told him I was happy for him.
And there you go. There
yep.
you go. Yep.
All
so,
right.
But do I think the feelings that he has for you is authentic? Absolutely.
Okay.
So that'll make it even more confusing.
Well, I mean, it's just like, it seems like, I mean, he's telling me one thing, but I don't think he's being particularly honest with me about, he still says, like, oh, I don't see us working out long term, but he.
Okay, but you're not a booty call either.
Oh, okay. All
yeah,
right.
You're not a booty call. I don't care if that was the best part of the relationship. You ain't going to be a booty call.
Nope.
And, you know, it's so funny.
I told him
the cool thing of, what?
I told him that, too.
Okay. Okay. But yes. Here's the thing is that I'm so happy you called. It's great to hear you're doing well.
Yep.
The more polite you are, the more detached you are. I'm so happy for you. It sounds like your life is going great. The more
mm-hmm.
the more that you just keep dismissing whatever he tells you.
Okay.
Okay? Because unless he makes some magnificent effort, you're gonna
mm-hmm.
hold yourself back.
Okay. That was
Thank you so much for calling.
Thank you. Bye.
See you later. Okay, bye. All right. Got somebody here from the, I'm going to go to area code 702. Hello, fabulous Las Vegas. Who's this? Hello, Las Vegas. 702. Hello?
Hello?
It's Mona. Did you want to ask a question?
Hello, hello.
Okay, I don't know that you can hear me. You might have me on mute. Okay, yeah, that didn't work. All right, I'm going to go to area code 805. Hello, 805. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. This is Dawn in California.
Hi, Dawn in California.
Hi. I'm trying to meet someone. I feel great. I've been on this intermittent fasting for 7 weeks, and you know, I've lost
wow.
my weight, and I have a lot of energy, and I just, this is the best I've ever felt with this intermittent. I eat one meal a day, fast for 23 hours, but I'm not even hungry, but I feel great. This is the best I've ever felt in my life, and I want to meet
well,
someone now and share my
That's
life.
A good plug for intermittent fasting.
Oh, it's the best. I've tried every diet. I've lost a lot of weight, too. Wonderful. Wonderful, wonderful.
Okay.
Anyways, videos on YouTube, Dr. Berg, B-E-R-G. He's really good.
Okay.
But am I going to meet someone? I am going to Hawaii on the 7th of January, and I'll be there for about a month with a girlfriend in Waikiki. I'm thinking maybe I'll meet someone in Hawaii or, I don't know, where I live in California.
Well, it doesn't say that you meet anybody through the remainder of this year. That's for sure. What I am seeing, though, is the fact that you've made a total commitment to transforming yourself. That's the more important thing, all right? It is saying that there's something about the number five that is a power number for you. So it could be that you may meet somebody sometime in the next 7 months, but you may not solidify it into calling it a relationship till, say, May of 2023. Mm-hmm. Now, the way your cards are coming up is that it's almost like you're stepping into the spotlight and saying, here I am, world, all right, which I totally love. I would like you to go into the spotlight with, here I am, love, and this is what's, or here I am, world, and this is what I love, all right? So are you a cat person or a dog person?
No, we're not allowed animals where I live, and I've been here 15 years.
Do you like, okay, hold on, which do you like
dog.
Better?
Dog.
Okay,
dog.
So if you're a dog person, one of the things that I, or in other words, you like dogs. One of the things I would highly recommend is you volunteering for anything that helps dogs, all right? Spay-neuter clinics that might be at the end of the month where you sit there with the dog when it's waking up from anesthesia, all right? So you reach out to some of the nonprofits that help care for the dogs. We have one here in Vegas that I love, which is called Urban Underdogs, and they take care of the animals that are owned by homeless people. It's very cool. So, find a way to volunteer. Now, the cool thing about that is you're going to meet other people that have a heart bigger than themselves, and you're probably going to meet people that are just nice people.
Yeah, nice.
Now, so what are you doing to exercise to help you lose this weight?
I walk for an hour on the beach every day or out in nature, other parts, and I also do the weight machines for 40 minutes.
Okay, so I have a suggestion for you. Whatever city you live in, I want you to look up this particular group, okay? So whatever your city is, put that city in Google and then put hash, as in corned beef hash, house, as in living in a house, Harrier, H-A-R-R-I-E-R, all right? It's Hash House Harriers is a running, walking group. And they meet once or twice a week, and they do a run-walk. So you can either walk it, you can run it, you can do both, whichever one. And it's an organized run-walk. They are worldwide. Now, my suggestion would be for you to join this group or start going to this group before you go to Hawaii.
Hello.
And then you find the Hawaiian group, the Waikiki Hash House Harriers.
Oh.
And then you show up because once you show up at this group for three or four times, they will nickname you. They will give you a handle, a moniker, an avatar name, all right? That's what you introduce yourself as when you go to any other Hash House Harrier group.
Oh, my gosh, that's wonderful. So it's Hash House Harrier, H-A-R-R-I-E-R?
Right. So it's Hash House Harriers, which means rabbit chasers, okay? You'll just look it up, and you're going to find that there's going to be a phone number and maybe even a website for your local chapter, and I think it's $5 to do the walk or the run, whatever, because at the end of this walk run, which is anywhere from 3 to 5 miles, at the end of it is like a little appetizer, you know, soda, beer, water sort of drinking thing, but you meet a lot of other professionals. So these are people you'd never meet in a bar, ever.
Yeah, not a bar.
Well, maybe, but not likely. And a lot of the people, they're nurses, doctors, CPAs, attorneys, customer service people, they're just nice people that do this as an organized workout, and it helps keep them motivated to do that. And I think that if you decided to go do that and then showed up at the Waikiki Hash House Harrier group, what would happen is that you might be included, you might be asked out on a date. The thing is that you're already in much better shape than you've been in years. I think you're ready.
Oh, thank you for that suggestion. I'm going to, when I get off with you, I'm going to email them, you know,
Perfect.
Check out their website.
All right, Dawn, thanks for the call.
Thank
Have a fabulous
you.
Rest
you,
of the day. Okay,
thank
bye
you.
Now.
You too.
Okay,
bye.
I've got somebody here from the, I'm going to go to area code. Oh, did I already talk to them? Okay, let's see if I can get 702 back on the air. Hello, 702, are you there?
Hello?
Hi, it's Mona. Can you hear me? Okay, that's not working. I don't know what's going on there. Okay, I'm going to go to area code 201. Hello, 201. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. This is Jackie.
Hi, Jackie. What's your question? I got to do this quick.
Yes, things are going to get a little better.
Okay.
Financially.
Okay,
I'm trying to handle it at once.
I can see that, and the big thing coming up in your cards, it looks mm-hmm. like some sort of a job change, something you do for work that you don't mind working the hours or working the environment to do it well. But this is mm-hmm. saying that it's a job change that is presented to you by somebody you already know. So this could be someone you worked with in the past that's going to, mm-hmm. and this says it's a woman. There's a woman here. That would, if you made a phone call to her, and I think it's someone you've worked with before, you would actually get a job pretty quickly.
Okay.
So,
yeah,
sorry, sweetheart. I gotta let you go. It's the end
yeah.
of the show, but
yeah.
it literally says that you there's a woman you can make a phone call to, and she will help you get a job or hire you.
Okay.
All right, sweetheart. Thanks
right.
for the call.
Thank you.
See you later.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for tuning in to Psychic View with Mona. Questions answered by Mona are not a substitute for professional medical, legal, psychological, marital, or financial advice. Psychic View is presented for your entertainment and consideration. For the times and dates of the live broadcast of Psychic View, please follow The Mystic Mona on Twitter and Mona Van Joseph on Instagram. Download Mona's app, Dice Wisdom, to ask your question directly on your mobile device. Mona is available for phone and in-person sessions in Las Vegas by appointment. Please visit www.mona.vegas or call 702-233-4790 to schedule your session. Thank you for tuning in today, and remember, Psychic View, because awareness in the present moment is the gift.